I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hi, neighbor. I like you. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know what we're going to do today, boys and girls? Well, today, I'm going to talk about the number three. Mm-hmm. Sure. Did you know that the number three is a magic number? Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Do you know that all sorts of things come in threes, boys and girls? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Here's the Three Stooges. They come in threes, huh? Mm-hmm. Sure. And then there's French hens that, in that Christmas song, they come in threes too, huh? Mm-hmm. Sure. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. I can't keep a straight face doing this. I can't. I just can't. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. Do you like that song, neighbor? Me neither. I don't like it either. Did you know that when I hear Lionel Richie sing that song, Three Times a Lady, did you know that I just want to shove a pencil in my left ear? Did you know that, neighbor? Sure you did.
So look, folks, here's how it came down. By the way, time check for you on early Monday morning. We gotta have a time check. At the buzzer, the time will be 5:33 o'clock. Now here's here's what I was thinking this morning. I don't think very often. I try not to think very often. But when I do think, occasionally it's profound. I was thinking that when I sign my new contract as morning show host of 103.5 The Air, I'm going to probably sign a new contract. What's my anniversary date? I think it's, I don't know what it is, April 20th or something. So this week, yeah, next week, I don't know. Anyway, when I sign my new contract as your morning show host, I think I'm going to try to include in that contract that I get every Monday off. What do you think about that? Because why? Why, you ask? Well, because Mondays are so brutal and so harsh, right? But I decided that that would be dumb. Why? Because if I didn't come in on Monday, then Tuesday, now follow through with me on this, Tuesday would be my Monday. And it would still be just as brutal and harsh as coming in on Monday. Does that make sense? In other words, whichever day starts a brand new week for any of us, you know, after time off, Monday, Tuesday, it doesn't matter. That day really pretty much sucks. Why? Because it's the first day of coming back to the Daily Dungeon and the proverbial salt mine. So, well, there you go. That's my thought for the day. I think today, probably just harder for me than most days. Why? Because it's the first Monday I've worked in 2 weeks. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. I really do. Have I said good morning, sunshine, yet? I better...
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. Thanks for waking up with me. The John Carter Early Monday Show is on live, and I'm live from your studios. Your name goes here. Folks, I call it Aero Studio Attribution, or ASA. That's what it is. It's ASA. And I do have an opening right now for Aero Studio Attribution, if anybody wants to have the radio station named in their honor all morning long. By golly, just call me, 470-570 or 670-1035, and tell me how much you love Mondays. Not. Dial in today's ASA Achiever and make a big deal out of that. Because he achieved Aero Studio Attribution, folks, just moments ago. He is Mr. 15 Minutes of Fame. He is Mr. Gets His Name Mentioned by Me Using My Actual Lips and Vibrating My Uvula. Mr. First Loyal and Dedicated Caller of the Morning. And Mr. Gets His Name... And, well, Yeah, I think we're going to get his name in my drawing at the end of the month. I'm giving away my big grand prize, April's grand prize. It's the actual Winder's Dairy milk crate that Gary Michaels, our Five for the Drive guy, has to stand on in the afternoon to reach the mic because he's so shrimpy. So you qualify to win that. Congratulations to Alex Carmona of, where was Alex from? I can't remember. West Jordan. Alex Carmona from West Jordan. Nice work, Alex. You are now among the few, the proud Wasatchians, the brave Wasatchians, who've been lucky enough to get the Aero Studios named in their honor all morning long. So well done. He said he's been trying to get ASA for about 4 years. And now it's finally come to fruition. Alex Carmona from West Jordan. He's a trucker. So there we go. Nice work. Okay, shall we commence with the John Carter Kickstarter for a Monday morning? I say yes.
It's time now for the John Carter Quickstarter.
No, it's the Kickstarter, not the Quickstarter.
Did I say Quickstarter? Okay.
Try it again.
Time now for the John Carter Kickstarter.
That's not bad. A little more enthusiasm.
It's time now for the John Carter Quickstarter.
You said Quickstarter again. You know what? Just forget it.
Time now for the John Carter Kickstarter.
It's now time for the John Carter Kickstarter.
And now it's time for the John Carter Kickstarter.
One hallelujah, that's all I need.
Hallelujah!
Now take that same hallelujah and play it backwards. I haven't heard that in a while, so I kind of like that. Love it when it's backwards. Things are better backwards sometimes. That's what I think. Okay, listen, I'm doing this one for one more time for the concert tickets. If you want to win these, Skid Row, Vixen. They'll be at DeJoria Center up in Camas on June 15th if you want to go. What is this blasted thing? I think I did it Friday and last Friday and Thursday, I think. Didn't I? Yeah. It's a study. It's a brand new study or a recent study, and it says this will extend your blood vessels by 30%. We got to dial this in, folks. Because this is killing everybody. I've had emails and everybody on Facebook's going nuts about this. Nobody knows what this is. You can figure this out. You can do it. It's a study and it says this will expand your blood vessels by 30%. It will allow you to pump out more nitric oxide. That prevents blood clots. And those blood clots, of course, those cause heart attacks. Now, does a blood clot cause heart attacks and strokes? Blood clots? I think so. So, yeah, if that's the case, it'll prevent heart attacks and strokes. So what is it? You don't eat this thing. You don't ingest it. But most of us probably experience it every day. You may be experiencing it right now. Okay, one more time. New study says this will expand your blood vessels by 30%. Oh, I think one of my guesses on Friday was falling in love. That's not it. So, are we close on falling in love? No, not even close. This will expand your blood vessels by 30%. It will allow you to pump out more nitric oxide. That will prevent blood clots that cause heart attacks. You don't eat it. You don't ingest it. But most of us probably experience it daily. You know, one of these days, I'm really going to look up the lyrics for Sister Christian, because I don't know what she's doing. At the end of that song, is she motoring? What is that? Motoring? She's motoring. Okay. It almost sounds like the second time he says, but you're motoring. It almost sounds like he's saying, you're moldering. And I don't know what that means. Is that a word? I don't know what it means. Moldering? Is that a word? Hold on. Is moldering a word? Moldering is not a word. We just looked it up. My research team and I, we looked it up. Moldering is not a word. Now, motoring is a word. So, if she's motoring, I don't know what the significance of that is in that song. I got to look it up. I'll look up, one of these days we'll spend some time on that, okay? We'll dial in the lyrics for Sister Christian from Night Ranger. Or somebody, if you want to call me and tell me what it means, because I have no idea. Just one of those songs. And you go, I love that song. That's like a great song from a great band, Night Ranger. Love those guys. But we really don't know what they're singing about. Okay? That's one of those examples. Okay, what about this Kickstarter thing? I do have tickets for anybody want to go see Skid Row and Vixen June 15th at DeGioia Center? I'm getting a few guesses on this thing, but I need more. What is this darn thing? It's a study, and it says this will expand your blood vessels by 30%. It allows you to pump out more nitric oxide. That's a positive thing in the body. Nitric oxide is big. It's positive. When you have a lot of nitric oxide in your system, it prevents blood clots that cause heart attacks and maybe even strokes and stuff. So get nitric oxide wherever you can get it. I try to snort some every day. I snort it. No, I don't. I don't even know what it is. But it's something that is valuable to the body. Everybody needs nitric oxide, don't they? It's not falling in love. You don't eat this. It's nothing you eat. It's nothing you ingest. But most of us probably experience it daily. I would imagine you've experienced it so far this morning. What is it?
It's got to be laughing.
Okay, judges, is it laughter? No.
Missed it by that much.
Oh, no. I'm going to cry.
What's your name? Hello? Oh, he hung up. There were all those emotions, you know, laughter and crying, and then he hung up. Here's a question for you. Did you happen to wear your pajamas to work today? Got your PJs on? I don't know if you know this, but you're going to know it now. Today, it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. No, it really, you can look it up. It is. You know, I thought about doing that, but then I figured, you know what? No. Probably not a good idea to be pajama clad here at the radio station. I don't know. Although, if there were a job anywhere on Earth where a guy could get away with wearing feety PJs to work, this would be the one. Nobody sees me until about 8:45, which is good, you know, because it's radio and stuff. And I don't know, when you look at me sometimes, it just depends on, you know, the morning. But this morning, I am just ragged. So I don't think anybody would want to see me this morning. But nobody sees me until about 8:45. That's, you know, pretty much when all the other Aero employees start to roll in, 8:30, 8:45-ish, 9 o'clock-ish. I could totally wear whatever I usually wear to bed. I could totally wear that to work. And nobody would know, and nobody would care. The only exception, I think, to that would be if I decided to do the morning show in the buff. Or even just in my tidy whiteys. But let's not go there, shall we? What is this? There's a study. It says this will expand your blood vessels by 30%. Approximately 30%. It will allow you to pump out more nitric oxide. That prevents blood clots. And blood, those are bad. Blood clots are bad. Because when you get a blood clot, you could have a heart attack or a myocardial infarction, which is, isn't that the same thing as a heart attack? I don't know what the medical technical phrase is for a stroke. Strocus paniosus? I don't know. Anyway, what is this thing? Call me if you know. It's not falling in love. It's not laughter. It's not Viagra. Call me when you get a minute. 470-570-570 or 670-1035. That's the John Carter Kickstarter working feverishly on it this morning here at the Arrow. So we'll wait for some calls on that. But right now, this is all the preparation you need so you can clamor back here at 845 on the dot, on the button. And at 8:45, folks, you can rip me off for some tickets, concert tickets, to go see Poison and Cheap Trick. They'll be in town May 22nd, USANA Amphitheater. This is your setup story for my 8:45 morning show recall. So I found this one in my file labeled, my John Carter file labeled, what in the crap? And I do mean crap. Question for you, do you use those, Do you use those hand air dryers, those air hand dryers, when you go into the public restroom? Well, stop it. Scientists comparing normal bathroom air to the air blasted from those hand dryer nozzles, they found far more bacterial colonies developing in samples exposed to the latter. The results were published this month in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. That's a magazine I've got on my coffee table at home right now. In a nutshell, this is the bottom line on this. In a nutshell, they say those hand dryers have a nasty habit of sucking up the airborne fecal particles common in public bathrooms with no toilet lids, and then they blow them back onto your hands. Now, the author of the study, his name is Peter Setlow. He said, quote, "The simple movement of lots of people in and out of the bathroom shedding microbes from their skin adds to the messy picture." So, in the brief moments your hands rest below the nozzle of those blowers, they will be exposed to far more air than usual and far more bacteria. So, just one more thing for you to worry about to start off your work week, and one more reason to do what I've done for years. I mean, you know, I don't know everything, but I do know this. After you wash your hands in a public bathroom, it's no big deal. Just wipe them off on your pants. That's what I do. I've done that for years. Nobody's looking. You know, you have to do it quick. You know, you wash your hands and then you just kind of rub them on your backside. Just a bit. You're all set up. You just walk out and you're done. About a good time from Utah's classic 103.5 The Arrow, live from the Alex Carmona from West Jordan Arrow Morning Studios. The John Carter Morning Show is on the air, starring me. I'm playing Queen. We've got Van Halen, Steve Miller, Boys coming up, Aerosmith. We'll get to some REO Speedwagon, bit of Rush. They are all on the way for your classic rock inducement and enthusement today here on Monday. Cammy Erickson from Kaysville. Anybody know Cammy? Nice lady, fun at parties. She sounded really fun. She just won a Disney gift card. She was the very first on her block to hear the first Disney code word for tomorrow morning's family vacation for a family of four to Disneyland. The word is I'd, as in I apostrophe D, as in I'd rather be fishing. Your next Disney code word, again, that word is I apostrophe D, or I'd. Not like the Ides of March, but I'd. Your next Disney code word is on the way at 9:10. And what you want to do is you want to put all five of them words together and call me tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock and win the trip. Or you can win tickets for your next date night. It's the Utah Symphony and the music of Richard Strauss. Yeah. This is right here. I think this is Richard Strauss right here. That'll be at Abravanel Hall coming up on May 4th. Okay, and that's Friday night, date night. It is the Monday edition of That's Correct or
That's a Crock.
Andrew Wittenberg, thank you very much for chiming in there. Welcome to the show.
Ooh, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Here's a sample. I may use this one on you, Andrew, when I get my contestant on the phone. I may use this, but I'll use it on you first. Okay?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Andrew, the oldest person in the world, they just found him in Japan. He's 119.
Ooh.
The oldest person in the
world.
I'm
going to say that's correct. Yeah, I think that's pretty close.
You know, that's a crock, by the way, but when I did that, I thought that nobody's going to say that's correct, because that's too, you can't live to be 119.
I think the oldest person is like 127.
Really?
I want to say.
Wow. Okay.
One. It's in India, I believe, because we always do the story, like every 6 months, it's a new oldest person.
Yeah.
From, you know, because of the inevitable.
From the Guinness Book? Or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah, it's like there's a new oldest person in the world, and it's always, I want to say it's like 120.
I just don't think I want to live that long.
No, yeah, that's no good.
You know? But, no.
I mean, kudos if you would like to. That's good for you, but I just,
yeah,
I feel like, yeah, that's that's getting on up there.
That's a long time. Okay, we'll play the That's Correct or That's a Crock game coming up here in just a bit. It is 7:15. Let's get a quick check on news we can all use from Drew. Hi.
All right, John, good morning to you. Welcome in on this Monday morning. Much to talk about regarding President Donald Trump. First, on Friday night, those Syrian airstrikes. We'll see what happens moving forward from that. Then Sunday night, an exclusive interview on ABC with Jim Comey, the former FBI director that Trump fired. He says that President Donald Trump is morally unfit to serve as president of the United States. It's all ahead, of course, of a new book that is coming out today, Comey Making the Media Rounds. It's caused a lot of things to be stirred up in Washington, D.C., most notably the debate once again if Donald Trump should in fact be our president. However, he has much to deal with, number one, including a stock market which is volatile right now, and then number two, the situation in the Middle East with Syria, which also brings into play Iran and Russia, not to mention our entire Russian particular relationship right now is not exactly the best. So there's a lot going on, and then throw this into the mix. On top of that, his attorney, Michael Cohen, talking about Trump's attorney, his personal attorney, whose office was raided by the FBI last week, is going before a federal grand jury today to present his side of the thing, and we'll see what happens there. So there's a lot of smoke circling around President Trump right now. We'll see what kind of fire comes out of it, if any at all. So that's certainly a big news story today. Meantime, other news happening today. The 122nd Boston Marathon just underway. Our very own John Caitlin Burchill is running.
Yeah!
And so we're all wishing her congratulations and best of luck today in those 26.2 miles.
Is that how long it is? Wow.
Yeah, 5 years after the Boston Marathon bombing. This is the 5th year anniversary. So we're watching that. The Utah Jazz in their playoff groove again. They lose game one of the playoff series to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 116-108. They've got one more game in Oklahoma City on Wednesday, game two, before coming back to the friendly confines of Evan Smart Home Arena on Saturday for game three. So hopefully the Jazz can get a win on the road Wednesday night.
How's the feel out there? I mean, do you think they'll pick up game two? Or?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The Oklahoma City team, they were just playing out of their minds yesterday, shooting the lights out in their own building. And the Jazz, you know, came back within eight. By the way, Donovan Mitchell is the first player with 25 points and 10 rebounds in his playoff debut since 2006, when a player named LeBron James did it.
So that's good, then.
So I'm saying, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
First player since LeBron James in 2006 with 25 and 10 in their playoff debut.
Okay, good.
Not bad. We'll be pulling for the Jazz. He did go off Donovan Mitchell with a little bit of an injury. Hurt his foot, but the X-ray was negative, so that's good. So hopefully he'll be back in time for game two.
Okay, go Jazz. We're,
yes, sir.
You know, we've got our fingers crossed. We're pulling for you.
We are Utah's classic 103.5, the era greatest music ever made on Earth. At any time.
That's Queen for you. Bicycle race, and I'm ready with my contestant, my player, as it were, if you will. Contestant slash player, for That's Correct or That's a Crock. We generally play it on Monday. You can play along at home, folks, if you'd like, just to see how good you are. Playing That's Correct or say it really big. That's Correct or
That's a Crock.
Okay, very good. Now, what's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy, I don't know if you know this, but my job is to deliver unto you, Sandy. By the way, where are you from?
Layton.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sandy. That's got to be tough on you. Living in Layton, that's harsh.
Yeah.
No, we love Layton. I lived in Layton when I was, years ago when I was a young lad. Do you know where Sills Cafe is?
Love Sills.
Yeah. I actually lived pretty close to Sills Cafe at one time there. I think it was called the East View Subdivision. But listen, enough of old home week. Sandy, my job is to deliver unto you a nugget of knowledge. This will be, Sandy, a mindless morsel of minutia, a teeny, teensy, tiny, trivial tiddly bit. A particle of possible preposterousness, and Sandy, it may be genuine, or it may be authentic, or, you know, I might just be making up crap and, you know, dinking around with you and diddling with you, and I think that's what you need to decide and figure out. Am I giving it to you, you know, on the up and up with a straight dope on one of these pearls of wisdom, or am I just lying through my yellow teeth? That's what you have to decide, and it's one and you're done, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Sandy, if you are a lubrocubicularist, that's lubrocubicularist, you are someone who is really, really, really good at math. If you're a lubrocubicularist, and I'll spell that for you, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Lubrocubicularist. If you're a lubrocubicularist, Sandy, you're really good at math. Is that...
That's a crock.
What are you really good at? What are you?
I don't know, but not math.
Well, just take a guess. What do you think you are if you're a lubrocubicularist?
No idea.
I can't even say it again. No, a lubrocubicularist is somebody... do you read in bed ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're one of them then.
Nice.
And you're a winner!
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to send you to the Utah Symphony at Abravanel Hall, and that's coming up on April. No, it's, when is it?
Hold on, wait.
The Utah Symphony and the music of Richard Strauss on May 4th. That'll be a lot of fun for you, huh?
Nice. Thank you so much.
How long have you been married, Sandy? I'm just curious.
Not married.
Oh, you're not married. Okay. So it's a date night for you and somebody special. Who are you taking?
Somebody special.
I hope you're not going to be taking a lubrocollicularist.
No.
Okay. Hold on a minute. I'll get your free crap, Sandy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for putting up with all my crap today, too.
You're great.
It's just like that. John Carter's Morning Show, which today, ladies and gentlemen, is live from the Alex Carmona from West Jordan Aero Morning Studios. I found out just recently his real first name is not Alex. It's Alejandro, right? Is that what he said? Alejandro? Because if you are of our Spanish-speaking population, our wonderful Latino friends, it would be Alejandro. Is that how you say that? Wouldn't say Alexandro, because there's a J in there, and it's silent. So Alejandro. But his friends just call him Alex the Trucker. Alex Carmona from West Jordan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm really pretty good. You sound so formal. Why so formal today?
I guess it's the position I have. I'm a school principal. I don't know.
Okay. What school?
Provo District, Rock Canyon Elementary.
That's one of my favorites. I love that school. I think I've gone over there during, where the job thing where people come and talk about their jobs, huh?
Job fair?
Yeah, I think I came there one time during a job fair, I don't know, 20 years ago or something.
You might have, yeah. We're a brand new school now. We tore down the old one, and the new one is beautiful.
Okay, yeah, I think I came over there, and I was expostulating to all the kids the benefits of, broadcast journalism, of which there are none.
I don't know about that. You get to go fly fishing once in a while, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What can I do for you?
Well, you got a winner on your Kickstarter.
The John Carter Kickstarter. No, let's set it up for those that may have missed it, shall we?
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me find out for it. By the way, it's tickets for, Skid Row and Vixen, June 15th at DeJoria Center. You know those guys?
Well, not really, but...
Okay.
That's okay.
Should be a good show. There's a study here, yeah. Dean. It says this will expand your blood vessels by 30%. It will allow you to pump out nitric oxide. That prevents blood clots. Blood clots can cause heart attacks and, all kinds of problems. So, we want this. What is it?
Well, my first thought was polka music, but I better not ask that or say that.
No, not polka music. No.
How about being startled or angry?
No. Okay, so adrenaline is rushed into your system. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, I already said adrenaline the other day, getting angry. I don't know if that's adrenaline or not. But
yeah, I think it would be. I think, when you get angry, don't you get a shot of adrenaline right in your...
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, think
not
about
good,
this.
Huh?
Yeah, not what I'm looking for today, Dean. Sorry.
All right. Have a good day, John.
Okay, I'm glad you called. Tell all the kids hi for us.
I will.
Tell them to listen to more Pink Floyd. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Really pretty good. It's after 8:30. I had a pretty rough start on the morning show, but now I'm flush with enthusiasm, full of you-know-what and vinegar. I'm walking tall. I'm carrying a big stick. I'm in the pink and hunky-dory.
You got a lot going on there, buddy.
Yeah. What can I do for you today?
So have you received an answer to your trivia question?
Oh, on the study that says this will expand your blood vessels by 30% and it will allow you to pump out more nitric oxide, which will prevent blood clots, which cause heart attacks? No. What?
Well, I'm believing it's being out in the sun, because the sun heats you up, which makes you sweat, which would expand your blood vessels. So I'm assuming that may be the answer.
Well, you got it all figured out, don't you?
Well, there's got to be a theory to my answer.
No, it's not sucking up all that vitamin D in the sunshine, although that couldn't hurt, sweetie.
Right.
What's your name?
All right, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. So happy you listened to the Arrow. Keep it up.
You too.
Oh, wait. Hey, Tanya, wait just a second. One more thing.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you missed my old buddies, Timmy? And the Bible Brothers. Remember those guys? Hi, I'm Timmy. Remember that? Remember that little Timmy guy? Hi. And then Pop would come in and, I don't know, tell him he's stupid or something. I don't know. He didn't do that. Did Pop ever call Timmy dumb? Oh, he did, yeah. Anyway, if you've missed Timmy, the Bible Brothers, say hallelujah. and our old friend Mr. Twister. If you've missed those guys over the years, there's some good news. They are now living forever, digitally on the Aero app. Download the 103.5 Aero app, and you can get that on iTunes or Google Play or other locations, other places. And you can catch up with the complete cast of wacky characters from, I don't know, when did we play that stuff? 80s? 90s? I don't know. 70s? Was I around in the 70s? Yes, I was. It's the Aero app. If you download that now, you can hear all that stuff. It's all thanks and powered by WCF Insurance.